Howdy, howdy, y'all.
Hey, guys. Guess what? You have found our podcast, My Life, My Story.
I beat him.
Yes,
you did. But I was actually going to see if you were going to get it right.
If I did it in the right order. But you forget, I'm the one that gave you the study hint. L comes before S in the alphabet.
I'm never thinking that far ahead when we're doing this thing. It just kind of rolls off your tongue.
That's why I was made to be a teacher.
Yes, and I was made to be an in trouble student.
Oh my goodness. Well, we thank you so much for checking us out. And we would love for you to make sure that you have subscribed so that every time we release a new podcast.
Because you'll find it on, I almost said Shopify.
Different.
Spotify. Different. You might find it on Shopify too, but let's just go with Spotify and Apple and Samsung or whatever it is. Google, whatever
Samsung?
It is. Not Samsung, but what's
Amazon
what's,
Music?
What is the Android version?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever it is.
Whatever that is.
Pretty much any podcast.
You're not a Samsung guy anymore.
No,
you haven't been for a little while.
No.
That's a whole different story. Yeah.
So you can find us on pretty much any podcast that you want to listen to, but you can also find us on teamlibra.com, our website. Spell that.
TEAMLEEBRA.com. Boom.
You pass.
I pass.
You pass. Good job.
I'm going to the spelling bee.
You are satisfactory.
Well, guys, you are not going to be sorry that you dropped in tonight, today,
the whole time.
This morning, whenever you're listening. We got to hang out with our friends, Travis and Lydia Shook.
Yes.
They just shared a little bit about
their time, their time as a married couple in
young Coast married Guard, couple,
learning how there's not a lot of money in that stuff, and then their adventure coming back here to Franklin, North Carolina, where we live, and beginning a CrossFit business and how that business has grown, and just the funny stories. I mean,
they tell the story very well together. It's really fun to watch them interact.
Yep.
Good combination.
One of them would say something, the other one would have to correct it, but then they'd also get on the same page. You could tell it was
funny. It was like, no, this is my story. Like, one of them told it maybe a little bit. They each have their story, but it was so much fun. I mean, they're such great people, great heart for the community and just to share love and growth and Jesus. And I don't know. I enjoyed it. You guys are too.
I think they're going to really enjoy this.
Yep. So let's just do it.
Hello, Travis and Lydia. Thank you for joining us here tonight.
Thank you. We've been talking about it for a while, and we've done a few on the phone before, haven't we?
Yes, we have. We did the veterans one back probably a little over a year ago when I tried to start that. And just as much as I thought it was going to be fun and easy to do, it just didn't work out. Because I asked like 25 of my veteran buddies, and I got like 3 or 4 of them because most of them just didn't want to talk about it. So. It's way too much work. I'll just go this route because this was a whole lot easier to get people on and talking. So,
yeah, it was fun. I'm excited to get to know you guys more.
Yeah, we may not be so excited towards the end of this, but right now we're on the positive side.
There's no telling. Yeah. There are some wild cards.
There are.
Yes.
No, it's going to be fun. So we start out with.
Yeah, we're going to kick it off.
How we know you guys,
and now a word from our sponsors.
This Team Libra podcast is brought to you by 828 Vibes.
There are countless opportunities to enjoy nature, nightlife, recurrent festivities, and much more in these beautiful Smoky Mountains of Western North Carolina. With 828 Vibes, we take you on multiple journeys in these Blue Ridge Mountains.
We highlight hiking opportunities through the mountains that take you up to beautiful heights, to the wonder of the seemingly endless waterfalls, and into some of the old forests with trees that have weathered the test of time.
If your journey requires more water-related activities, we can also show you the best kayaking spots, where to find paddleboards, and even fishing.
And let's not forget about lodging and food. Let us be your guide to some of the most unique and tasty local spots, as well as quality places to lodge while you're enjoying our beautiful mountains.
So whether it's hiking into the majestic forests,
walking along the road to nowhere, or kayaking,
or checking out local breweries and events,
join us as we explore and highlight the mountain towns of North Carolina.
Visit 828vibes.com today.
This Team Libra podcast is brought to you by Journey of Faith and Hope. You don't have to look very far to recognize that this world can be a little crazy, and let's face it, there are a lot of people and things out there that tend to let us down. When there seems to be a lack of hope, where do you turn? My name is Deborah Clore, and I'm with journeyoffaithandhope.com. On my website, we explore daily struggles and how my own relationship with God gives me the hope and tools I found helpful in navigating and bringing meaning to this often uncertain life. You'll find blogs and stories that you can relate to that can bring encouragement as you travel on your own path. You'll also find a list of books that have been extremely helpful in my own walk with God, as well as information on how to enter a meaningful relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Make sure and check out journeyoffaithandhope.com today.
The Team Leader Podcast is sponsored by LeClore Designs. Small business owners have enough on their plates without having to worry about building and marketing a website. 92% of all searches are made on Google, and 46% of those searches have a local search intent. They are looking for local services just like yours. That's where LeClore Designs comes in. I specialize in small business websites, logos, online marketing, and graphics. I'll take care of everything for you so you can focus on running your business. And because I'm based in the mountains of North Carolina and Georgia, I understand the unique challenges small businesses face in the rural areas. My goal is to empower small business owners to succeed online. Contact that website guy at LeClore Designs. Visit my website at LeClore.com. And welcome back to the show. For starters, Travis, I guess both of you guys own Kavod, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
They're a team, yeah.
He's like, and he is also our now instructor in the morning time because we work out at 5 a.m.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's there way before us, and we get there earlier than everybody else, so I can make sure I get my spot.
It looks like I'm there. I'm literally there maybe 4 or 5 minutes before you guys. I know when you guys come in, I make it look like everything's been ready for an hour.
Yeah. Justin probably helps himself in, and he's already been in there stretching for a half
literally,
hour.
Sometimes he's done. I can hear his stretching video ending, and he's like, hey, how are you? Like, you've been awake for like 3 hours.
Pretty
I'm
much.
Like, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's very diligent
I told
with
Deborah, I said, you know, if for as much as I like to be in my spot, it requires me to get there at 10 till so that I'm not, because if you get there at 5 o'clock, there's no guarantee of your spot. So
it's the Wild Wild West, yes. Besides the diehards.
Yes.
And it's like 20 people, which is surprising. Yes. You'd think at 5 a.m. you'd be able to get your spot, no problem, but it's a big class, which is crazy.
And they come in about 5 minutes till to 4 minutes till. So yeah, it works out for us. And I don't know if Deborah.
So at least if he's going to be a good Baptist and want his row, at least he's willing to get there early enough and not just come in and stare you down. In.
I'm not going to walk in and say, you're in my spot.
You're in my
spot.
I'm
just going to move somewhere else. It's my office.
And then he's going to be a little grouchy for a minute.
It's funny because no matter what class time, when someone new comes in, whether they're new to the gym or they're just new in that class time, they're like,
yeah.
Am I allowed here? They look around and I'm like, you're good. You're good. You just take it. You're good.
Is there a name tag on this spot?
I'd be the same way. I mean, because my spot. I watched your videos the other day when you're showing all of us working out and you hit the different classes. And I noticed the ladies that were over in the spot where I'm at 8 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, there's my
spot. Yep, they're in my spot.
Yeah, your spot is my spot.
Yeah, that's right.
I end up there a lot. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, so 8 o'clock, I'd be coming in saying, I'm just going to go here in the corner.
That's what I do. If I ever go to the 8:30, like we don't have school, I'm like, okay, I'm the visiting person to this class.
Oh my gosh, Deborah, I'll let you in your spot now. I didn't ever think about that.
No,
but I'm gonna
really don't care.
Part the sea. Yeah, like, this is Deborah's spot. Get out.
It's so funny. It's good for me. The gym looks different in different areas. You know, you get a different view.
Yeah, you probably move up closer so you can actually see the board.
No, I don't know. I'm wherever. Yeah. I'm flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get this thing. Reeled
okay,
back
really
to the very
started.
Beginning.
Okay,
so we're
the very
go back
beginning.
To,
in the beginning,
so
God created.
Tell me where each of you guys are from, because I know.
Yes,
you're not,
please.
I'm from Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, really?
Okay. Moved here Florida, when I was three, so I don't know anything. I mean, we went back a few
can't
times.
Answer questions about,
but like, yeah,
there.
No recollection as a baby down there.
So you don't qualify as Florida man.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Your turn.
You're up.
That was very brief. I'm from Franklin. Yeah. I was born in Silva.
Yeah.
So I'm from Franklin, North Carolina, up until I was 18. So
okay.
I'm back at home.
I was going to say, we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yep. Yeah.
So essentially, you guys both grew up here. Is that fair?
Yes, like absolutely.
Up until. Okay, cool. So what, we'll go with Travis. What were some of the things like you enjoyed doing like as a kid growing up here? Were you like country boy or?
No, I wish I would have been.
What did you do? You're on your phone all the time.
I mean, kind of. No,
phones
believe it. Back then, there still wasn't like phones were coming in. What, high school for us?
Yeah, we had flip phones.
Yeah, so no.
Yeah,
I mean, I was outside, but nothing like hunting, fishing, all the things that I would love to do that I try to make time to do now.
Right.
Sports, I guess. Basketball. I was on swim team, dive team. So like sports was probably all my idle time.
Yeah.
I wish I would have grown up more, a little bit more hillbilly though.
I was about to say, our brief time together growing up, we were getting into stuff we shouldn't have been getting into. Honestly, that's like what
shenanigans.
Small town, yeah, we were. But
so how? So yeah. When did you guys meet? Like, how old were you guys? How did you meet?
I was 16.
Okay. So teenagers.
She always yells at me when I get the years and the dates wrong. So you're on the hot seat now.
Well, I usually am like, I was a sophomore, but it sounds so silly to like talk about, yeah. You know, as an adult, but that's how I remember it.
I was three-quarter sophomore. I was almost out.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So you guys were in high school by the time you met.
I think when we actually started dating, it was my senior year summer. And okay. Yeah, so I was about to leave and go in the Coast Guard.
Okay.
And then we started talking and the rest of it was all long distance.
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm sure that's there's tough, some challenges there.
That is a tough way to, you know, because you're in and a lot of people get in and they marry somebody because they're like, oh, it's going to be easy. We're just going to get you down here and get you on base housing. And you're on a wait list for base housing.
Oh, yeah.
And there's enlisted people don't make any money. None. People think the military.
Oh,
join the military is great if you want to travel. I recommend you do it like single because that way you got barracks. And
yeah.
It's just, we don't pay him enough.
Well, that's
a whole different podcast.
When he would come visit Franklin, we were dating. I was like, oh my gosh, he's rolling.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
He was in barracks and like he would eat at the, you know, he'd eat on base and whatever.
Brand new Mustang.
He would literally spend all his money when he would visit. And then I was like, sweet. Then we got married. That's not why we got married though. I honestly am not sure why we got married when I was 18. I couldn't tell you. It wasn't military. I guess it was just to be together. It was love. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. Yeah. The gifts ended there.
Yeah.
He was done wooing you. I've heard that before. Lee was like, that's when I was wooing you.
Realistically, I make $261 every 2 weeks. Okay?
No, but for real.
I vividly remember coming home and we went out to eat. We went on dates. We had got you a new dress. Like I was spending everything and didn't look at
every
my account.
Penny.
Yeah.
And I went back and I had 2 weeks till the next pay period and I was eating ramen and rice and beans and
you didn't tell me that though.
Yeah.
I got back and was like, what did I do? How does this work?
I don't even have gas to get back to the base. I'm gonna have to just haul my truck there.
that's funny.
That is true. I mean, it goes quickly, but nobody realizes what it is you've done. And then you get paid on the 1st and the 15th. It's not even 2 weeks. It's the 1st and the 15th. Well, and if you're on the 15th on a Monday,
right?
That's a long last weekend, isn't it? Telling you what.
Absolutely.
School of hard knocks.
Can't afford any more beer. Basically, you go to the front gate and you're just trying to find somebody who wants to get on base and you just sign them in so they'll buy you like a six pack of Busch. I'm not saying I ever did that. But yes, I did.
But I probably heard that. Yeah. That's funny. Okay, so you, how much older are you, Travis? Are you
like
2 years old?
Like a year and a month or two? Like, yeah, just over a year.
So you guys are close. So you went off to the Coast Guard. She was finishing school, but y'all stayed in touch and all that kind of stuff. All right, so Travis, what led you? Like, how did you decide Coast Guard? What were you thinking through high school?
The Guardian.
Next steps.
Just kidding.
No, seriously.
I mean, in all honesty, that was a huge part of it. I knew that. I mean, all growing up, my mom was like, hey, an engineer, an architect that make good money. I'm like, awesome. Not really interested in any of that. So I figured that out. Like my senior year. And I was like, well, okay, I'm on the swim team and this guy's a rescue swimmer and I can swim. Like, that was literally the extent of a 17-year-old's thought process.
Perfect.
Right?
Yep. Well, he did graduate at 17, so, like, literally still a child. Like, went into the Coast Guard at 17, a child.
Well, there's plenty of guys who watched Top Gun and, like, I'm joining the Navy so I can fly. I'm like, oh, you got to remember those 4 years of college and then the aerospace, you got to get in aerospace. Mm-hmm. So
and you're talking 24 what percent,
And I vividly remember signing my contract and they're like 4 years or six and two. I was like, it's going to be a career, 6 years, let's go. And getting in, I'm like, what just happened? Like, why did I do
why
that?
Why did I not seek counsel? Golly.
My time's boot camp, Jim. I went out now.
Has it been 6 years yet?
Is this contract really valid?
Wow. Okay. So that's cool. That's fun. So Coast Guard, where did you go for...
Wait a minute. I want to go back here.
Okay.
You had a 2-year contract opportunity?
It was either 6-2 or 4-4. So 8, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
4 active, 4 reserve.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I only knew one guy who had a 2-year contract when I was in the Marine Corps, and everybody else was 4 and 6. So I'm like, 2 years? That works pretty good.
No. They barely got you broken by then.
So, okay, now.
Oh, that's fine. I was just curious, where was your training? Or where was your...
Oh, goodness.
Forgive me.
We were in boot camp Cape May, New Jersey, and that was two months, and then to Virginia, which I was stationed on about a 300-foot ship, and we went from Michigan to Panama to Cuba, and I just missed a really sweet deployment. They went to Africa for about 6 months right before I got there.
Oh, wow.
So we would go out for like 2 months and we'd be in. We're supposed to be in for 2 months, out for 2 months.
Yeah.
But we would be out for 2 months, in for like 4 or 5 or 6 because something would always break. I'm using air quotes. Break.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Some guy's responsible for like knocking something off.
Yep.
It's your turn.
Exactly. But yeah, we were mainly all over the East Coast and we would we went to Haiti 2 or 3 times. The hurricane, I don't remember the name, 2009.
Yeah,
we were down there and I think 11, there's another one. There was two that we went down there for and helped medevac and clean up and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Lydia, your man leaves to go to the Coast Guard, but you're still doing school.
Yes. So I'm still in Franklin. Yeah. I'm still in Franklin. A little high schooler. I thought I was like, I don't know, in a romance novel.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like he's out in
living
the middle of the ocean.
Saving the world.
Yeah, like I know he's the one. So we just communicated over emails, fought over Valentine's flowers over email.
Okay.
Okay, yep, yep. Back it on up.
Talk.
Yes.
You better tell it right.
I honestly don't really remember it. I think
I guarantee you she remembers this. She's just like,
it was something like I was afraid that he might not get me flowers.
Okay.
And that he had already ordered. I don't know.
I was young and dumb. And I was like, hey, you know, it's really hard to call out here. There's no sir. I was like building out this elaborate story of how I couldn't do it. But I like, really had it. And she just ripped me apart of how I should have.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Okay, so you set yourself up.
There's a small bit of truth to that.
Okay, okay. See, I didn't know the intentionality behind it.
Setting up my win.
Okay.
That was my plan. But you had to go through the wrath. Yeah.
You lost because I knew that you had ordered flowers before Valentine's. Yeah. So then when I got them, I was like, there they are.
Yeah. And she wasn't like, oh, you did right. Like, well.
She's like, no.
Zero apology.
That is hilarious. So he came to visit on Christmas break of my senior year, and I came back to school with an engagement ring. So I was engaged my senior year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Graduated early. So not really sure why I came back then, but I remember being in the locker room with an engagement ring on. Yeah, I would go to BFS sometimes, so maybe that's why.
I've got to take this off before I lift anything.
Literally, I yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's really all I did was just work at the factory and wait for Trav to come home.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
While did you know by then what his monthly, every 2 weeks was going to be?
My income.
No, you had me fooled. Yeah.
She's like, oh, I get a dress every time he comes in.
No, literally.
Boom.
When
I'm riding the easy streak.
When he proposed, it was like Christmas Eve. So there was stockings. It was like a scavenger hunt. So like,
that's what it was. Fun.
I mean,
it was. There was multiple stockings and they had gifts. And so I don't remember everything that was in the gifts, but there was a fossil wallet.
Oh,
and there was like other gifts nice. Leading to, yeah, like leading to Travis on the knee. So I'm like, he's really rolling. Like, I also had no comprehension of money either.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you're young, you're in school. I mean,
right. But I was also about to get married and live on my own. So it probably would have been good to know a little bit.
What is this? That's my paycheck. No, this is your tips, right?
No, literally.
I don't understand.
I remember literally the day after we got married. So we, you know, sorry, I use my hands. I'm in it.
Are you Italian? Are you Italian?
It's all right.
So the day after, like we're got a U-Haul. We're about. Like,
so here's the budget.
We're about to drive to Michigan, and Danny That's comes hilarious. Over and he goes, "Hey, I need your social security number. I need this. Here is her car payment, her phone bill, her car insurance." And I was like, "I don't. I barely have a paycheck, and now I definitely don't have a paycheck." Yeah. Like the next day, he's like, "Here he's you like, go," and he's smiling.
On the U-Haul, the like my paycheck was on the U-Haul. No, but yeah, it was...
we can get halfway there. And yeah. Then we just got to carry all of our stuff individually.
Yep.
And stop and get a job. And then.
And that was when, like I said, I didn't grow up country, didn't mm-hmm. have trailers or anything. So I had to drive like a 27-foot U-Haul with a little tow dolly.
That was on the way home. I didn't have that much stuff on the way home. No.
Well, it was a U-Haul.
Okay.
But a tiny tow dolly with her Pontiac G5. So you couldn't see any of it trying to reverse like
we no
let me tell it
this we is have gonna be to a good podcast
we man. Have to weigh the vehicle for your they're called Diddy moves DITY yep. moves so you have to weigh everything and the nearest weigh station that a 17-year-old knew about was almost Asheville
yeah
so we drove down and I drove in and I drove past the weight, like drove on, drove past. I said, "Hey, I need you to weigh everything because normally it's semi trucks." So he goes, "Okay, reverse up." I'm like, "No, no,
no, you understand.
I can't do that." I drove a mile down the road, circled back, and came through.
He's like, I
"That's
missed
how
that.
We
like,
learned.
Oh, we gotta do this again."
And then I pulled up on it. I'm like, "Hey, where's my guy at?" I'm like, looking in the window. I'm like, "I'm on it. Don't make me do this again.
I'm going to run out of gas. I've only got like $25 left."
Oh, gosh. That is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. So you guys are young, in love. How long was your engagement?
2 years? 2 years?
No. No.
Oh,
because we got married in August. So December to August.
Okay. So 8 months or so.
Dated before I proposed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
We had to dig out of that one. Really. So, I was like 2 years and then 3 months. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. It felt like 2 years.
Yeah. She kept hounding me for money. I was trying to extend it out. Yeah. I was hoping to get that E3 promotion.
So we were talking earlier about that, the Love is Blind and Married at First Sight. It just completely reminds me of that kind of stuff where it's like, oh, so I live in a bus.
No, literally I show up to like our apartment and it was a TV and an air mattress.
Oh, you were living the life as a single
That's
guy.
That's such a bachelor yeah. pad.
Absolutely. Like, I can sit on the end of the bed. That's my couch. Okay.
There, and I can people. Lay down. This is my bed.
This is the area we lived in was Traverse City, Michigan. So there was some money up there. Oh, yeah. And they would, my little apartment was like right on the walkway next to the parking lot. So I'm sitting there eating my dinner on the air mattress, watching this like 70-inch TV, because that's where I put my money.
Yeah.
And people would be walking by and they'd look in and they'd look back in because I'm sitting on my air mattress eating my dinner.
We don't talk to him. Nobody knocks on his door. We don't even let people trick or treat there.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, the big TV. And did you fall for one of those car sales deal? Like they always get the Marines. It's a Marine joke that a guy gets out of boot camp. And as soon as he gets to his base, he runs out to get a car and some salesman sells him a brand new Mustang at 30% APR.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like, I'm living this money. I've got like $241. My paycheck is $200. I can live off $41, right? Yeah.
Nope. I just got a big TV. That was it. And we still have that TV to this day.
We do.
It's wow. Yeah, that's impressive.
So you bought that TV when? And it was a giant TV? Back then, they were expensive.
They were expensive.
That's why they still have it.
But see, Giant back then was like 50 inch.
Also, so, back then was built to last. So
don't get me started
running
on that.
Yeah, it was probably 2010.
Still had a washer that we grew up with. 50
inch TV, that would be up to 1,000 somewhere. That'd be up there. Yeah. Nowadays, you can get paycheck. That for like, they almost pay you to walk out the doorway. They're like, listen, no, we got
literally,
two of these things.
And it lasts like 3 weeks. Yeah, it's like overheats. Yeah. Like,
don't turn a channel. It's working right now. Leave it alone.
Stay there. It's like that old bunny ears back in the day. Now it's just the cheap TVs.
So this is always like the joke of, I'm telling the story of the first night we got to the apartment. Okay, so we get up, we get there, which I feel like is a testament in itself. We've been married for like 3 days and we're doing a 2-day road trip in a U-Haul.
Yeah.
And we get up to our apartment. And I'm like, I want the bed put together tonight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to sleep on a mattress. Like, I want the bed. So my cousin in law, my cousin's husband made us this farmhouse bed and we'd never put it together. It was incredible, like an incredible gift.
Never put it together. I've very minimum tool experience. Yes.
Remember,
I've driven for 15
You've
plus
been
hours.
Humble enough, Travis.
Yeah, you don't have to. But even now, when we put it together, because we've taken it apart and put it together a million times, it is hard. Mm. It has to line up just right. So, anyways. I also don't have tool experience or life experience at all. And so we are having to hold it up just right. And that has like a tall, heavy headboard and then a shorter footboard. He's at the footboard holding it up with his body.
Yeah.
And I'm at the headboard. And every time it doesn't line up and I don't hold it, the headboard falls and hits Travis on the head.
So this is like a 6 foot wide and like
solid
3 foot
wood.
Solid wood back in my head.
You've been
and
driving.
He's in like the, you know, he's 6'5". He's in this ball on the ground and he can't really see. And it's just, and he's doing so good being patient. I don't realize how big of a deal things are in the world yet, I guess. I don't know. Okay, happened like 7 times. The last time, the headboard is like on his back and he just like explodes up. The headboard like flies
Incredible
off.
Hulk.
No, literally stomps through an IKEA bedside table. Like it was like one of those square little tables. And he gets up and just like brings his knee up in the air, kicks into it. It gets stuck on his leg, like on his thigh. And so then he's jumping around trying to shake it off. And I literally like got in a corner like a scared little animal. It was like, what did I marry?
He's broke and he's...
I was like genuinely afraid.
So I look over... in pain, full of rage, with this thing that's cut my leg because I've stomped through it.
4 knots on your head.
And I look, and she's crying. And I'm like, what am I missing here? Yeah. And she's like, how could you? And I'm like, I don't understand what's happening right now.
Yeah, so that was like, you know, I don't even remember how we resolved that. But it was whatever. And then... it was like
they stayed married.
Figuring out life like that. Yeah. Like,
did you ever get that bed put together?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was that night. I have the worst memory. Did we? I don't remember either. But then it was like August, November, 4 months of figuring that out. And then I ended up pregnant with our first kid. So then it was like even more emotions and hormones, you know. And woo.
I had just reported to base pretty recently. And I'm like, hey, I'm 19 and getting married. And then I'm 20 and hey, we're having a kid. And they're like, oh, wow, look at you. Hey,
you. What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Do I have to tell you this?
So there's that. And then everything was a blur, I think, after that.
So you were in an apartment near the base. Or were you in, you weren't in base housing?
No. This was a, like, the base that I worked at when we were married was like, imagine having a base in Skeener. Like, super small. So
wow.
We lived about an hour away in a, it's not quite Asheville size, but a city or a town like that. So I would drive about an hour to work every day and be on base for 48 hours or 72 hours and come home.
Oh. Okay.
What was your job in the Coast Guard?
So when we were on the ship, it was literally painting, sanding. I was first Seaman. Got in. Yep, exactly. And then we would launch the small boats with a crane. And then the second place that I went to, I was the boat driver. So we would do search and rescue, law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And that was that side of it. But if there wasn't something bad happening, we just sat at the station right next to the lake. We'd work out, play Call of Duty when we weren't doing all of our other stuff.
Is that where your mattress showed up at with the video game and stuff? I'm just going to put this here because you won't let me have it at the house.
Yes, exactly.
This Team Libra podcast is brought to you by Journey of Faith and Hope. You don't have to look very far to recognize that this world can be a little crazy. And let's face it, there are a lot of people and things out there that tend to let us down. When there seems to be a lack of hope, where do you turn? My name is Deborah Clore, and I'm with JourneyOfFaithAndHope.com. On my website, we explore daily struggles and how my own relationship with God gives me the hope and tools I found helpful in navigating and bringing meaning to this often uncertain life. You'll find blogs and stories that you can relate to that can bring encouragement as you travel on your own path. You'll also find a list of books that have been extremely helpful in my own walk with God, as well as information on how to enter a meaningful relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Make sure and check out JourneyOfFaithAndHope.com today.
Yeah, but that was like a exit station. Like everybody that ended up there got out. Like everybody he was stationed there.
Yeah, because you're like, man, nobody. I do not want to do this anymore. Because you didn't get the cool place. I mean, like the beach area and... You didn't even get Alaska with the swimming. I mean,
the whales, the moose.
Yeah, the Mises.
That was like in hindsight, would you have wanted Alaska?
Oh, man, it would have been pretty sweet. Yeah.
I would not have wanted Alaska. I'll answer that.
No, I didn't want Alaska.
But you're in because Michigan was mainland, because it was easier to get home, or because Alaska would have been a lot better. Nothing against Rochelle. I mean, I know Michigan, she probably likes Michigan.
Right.
Yeah. She's
got family there.
Yeah. I did, in hindsight. Like it. Mm-hmm. It was like kind of a culture shock. I was surprised that it was as much of a culture shock. Like, really, the South is so different. Like, and yeah. I just didn't realize that. And then the winter was a culture shock. And I always said, like, if they're going to station you somewhere where you need a whole new wardrobe, they should give you allowance for it, because couldn't afford it. Yeah, like, you know?
Yeah.
But it was... It was really cool to experience because you literally had like 7 month winters.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And then you had early winter, which was you had one summer week out of the year, and then the rest of it was all prepping for winter or coming out of winter.
I vividly remember one weekend we were playing basketball at a park, and it was like 80 degrees. We were in shorts, shirtless. And then the next day there is 12 inches on the ground.
That's crazy.
It was the lake effect snow. It was insane.
Yeah. It would be like Halloween. There'd be snow, and then Mother's Day, there'd be snow.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much months. Guaranteed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, it was rough having two little babies. I would be carrying them into the store because he'd be gone. So I'd be doing a lot of stuff by myself. And so I'd be carrying them on each hip, but it would be like so cold and the wind would be blowing. Oh. And you know, like when you can't breathe from the wind blowing, you're like, they would both just like board up into like just two little baby boards and like, not be able to breathe.
Right.
And just like hurry the whole way in.
And then we were so broke that she had these fake Uggs that had no grip, and she would just blow across the parking lot sliding on these fake Uggs.
She had to wear the babies were her balance.
They weren't Uggs, they were
Literally, like he would actually like get mad at me when I'd wear them because they were like that much of a hazard. Oh gosh, my voice is
goodness.
Oh my goodness. So you were in for the six, like more active, I guess. Forgive me, I'm not a military person. All six of those were in that area of Michigan?
So 2 years we were in Virginia on the
That's right.
You and then that. 4 years we're in Michigan for the last little bit.
Okay.
And that put us, I mean, I think that ended June or July of 2015. And then we opened the gym August of 2015.
Okay. Gotcha.
Cool. Yeah, back here. Yeah, because we got into it earlier talking about how you'd learned the whole fitness part and everything else while you were up there, because there was a lot of That's where you ended up taking your first steps into CrossFit.
Yep. So I was on my Coast Guard base, and we literally had ESPN playing in our like little mess hall that we would eat our food. And I saw these, probably at that time, gosh, it was Masters before Masters. They were women doing things that I never thought were possible, handstand walks and 400-pound deadlifts. And I was like, what is this? So we Googled and YouTubed and figured out some stuff on our own. And then we actually ran into a guy at the YMCA that was opening a gym. We ran into a guy in town that was opening a gym. So within probably a year, we helped open two gyms, CrossFit gyms, help kind of coach.
I was about to say, helped open in a sense of like put the rig together and lay them. We weren't like a part of it, like business wise.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Right.
Just hung out, helped coached. And then my base, which was only about 20, 25 people, it was a small base, they sent me off to be like the unit health promotion coordinator. So I went off and learned a lot of the ins and outs of running a health promotion program for a base, which I got to outfit with their budget, like a small little garage gym, and kind of worked out, I'd probably say half the base with CrossFit style stuff. So I got like almost 2 or 3 years of opening 2 or 3 different places and kind of going through the learning curves without having the actual weight of the money, the bills, the insurance, the costs, and everything else.
Yeah, a little bit less risk.
How was CrossFit taken? Because when I was in the military, most guys worked out in the gym. It was all weights. There was not any CrossFit back then. And I don't think there was any kind of high intensity stuff. So how did the guys and gals on the base there overall, did they kind of go for this CrossFit thing?
They were all, I don't know what I'm doing. You tell me what to do. So it was,
but they were interested in it.
Yeah,
it
very much so. Different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some of them went to the CrossFit gym that we went to with us. So they were kind of into it too. But it was like, you know, CrossFit, when it came out, and I mean, it's still so, but it's very heavily military influenced. You know what I mean? And their grassroots is very just military.
Marines,
or SEALs too, because they're like, I don't know.
It's harness and hardcore. So Lydia, you were like in from the beginning.
Oh yeah. I was in. Doing double unders pregnant. Oh like, my yeah, goodness, I was look in at you. Yeah.
You're a beast.
I wouldn't say that.
We've got pictures of a 4th of July parade where we, she aches when I say this. I'll see if I can find one. It's like the technique bar. So if you're not in the gym, if you're not in the gym, you don't know that it's a lighter barbell. And we're walking around with 10 pounds on each side. So it looks like we're lifting heavy weight.
Right.
And we're walking through the parade with our little gym carrying weights as publicity for him. And we've got Reed in like a backpack carrier.
It really sounds a little bit cooler than it was. I promise it was not.
It was painful. I'll find a picture and we'll post it. It's painful.
He handed out t-shirts and they were all like 3XL. And so I'm in one. And it's like past my knees. And I rocked it. I didn't tie it up or anything. I just wore it as a dress.
Okay, we're gonna be bothering you for that picture.
Yeah, exactly. So were you instructing also, or you guys just, because you were, it sounds like you were instructing. Were you also teaching and working out?
Yes.
So basically the second gym that we were a part of, we helped open more, you know what I mean? Like more in the group, I guess. And I ended up, I guess I had my L1 at that point. So we had both had our L1s and I coached like multiple classes a day sometimes there. So I learned a lot there. I think I did some like personal training, but I didn't get paid for it. So I did like friends personal training. You know what I mean? We also did like a little group class thing in the basement of our church. Yeah. And they had like a basketball gym. And so my friends with like all my mom friends, that sounds a lot more than it was. It was like 3. But so all my mom friends would come and work out and Trav would yell at them and all our kids would just be like running around screaming. So yeah,
my squirrel brain would not.
When your mom is just like,
my dog will walk in here sometimes whenever we're doing these podcasts and I hear clip 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 and I'll point like this and she'll turn around and walk back out because I cannot focus at all. I'll be like, so I don't know how you train. Well, I guess I'm a kind of a distraction in your classroom.
How do you teach a class with Lee in your class?
Yeah, the babies prepared him.
Yeah. We leverage it, and I'll teach some of our newer coaches about it. I said, you've got to grab the one that wants the attention, give them the floor, and then they naturally chill out for a little bit, then you can teach. But if you don't rein that one in and give them...
I need to try that in the classroom.
I've got two or three in every class, and if I grab... Like, if they're not even talking, but if I grab those two and bring them to the board, the entire class comes to the board.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that kind of works for me. I mean, I enjoy the goofing around, but as soon as that bell goes off, then it's time to work. And then we're...
Right.
Sometimes in the middle of it, I can still goof off, but I'm usually dying.
Might just holler something.
It's a whole lot easier.
Sing one little line of a song that really moves you.
You play good music in there. I like it. So maybe other people don't appreciate it as much.
They do. They just might not show it as much.
They laugh. Yeah. They laugh. And,
They do laugh.
It's funny because I'll do it sometimes and Debra's like, nobody saw you. And I'm like,
yeah, I know that he's wanting somebody to see. I'm like, I'm sorry, babe. I'm the only one that saw you.
Try again in 30 seconds.
Okay. Now go. Yeah, okay.
Now do that stupid thing you just did.
Repeat it. So as you guys were doing all that, I mean, so did you guys always know that you wanted to come back here, like regardless of what Coast Guard, or did you guys talk about going other places or?
Well,
what'd you think?
Did we all, you knew you wanted out, right? Yeah, like pretty early.
Gotcha.
I guess we were just kind of like, what are we going to do? And he had seen that on TV. We went on a date one night at like a sports bar, saw it again on TV, looked at each other from across the table and was like, we're going to open a gym. Because also we were, 2021? Still just so like young and like we had the whole world in front of us. Yeah. Right, like there was no doubt we were just going to go do it. And our faith in God, like really, really fueled that. But I just really look back at that confidence and I'm like, I wish I had that same confidence as I did back then.
How much of a struggle? Okay. You're a young family. You got two kids. You're just coming out of the Coast Guard. You have experience in setting these things up, but not experience of getting loans and getting everything you need to do in order. And I know your first one was on the Highlands Road, that little small place. What kind of, it had to be just, you had to depend on each other just to back each other up, but it had to be a lot of stumbling blocks and just hardships and stuff.
There naturally is a lot of stumbling blocks when you open a business. I added way more than I needed to on top of that. Like I felt like God called us to come back and to be a part of the family and to create a home for people, teach them about Jesus. And I was like, and we'll do it without taking out a loan. We'll just have faith and we'll use a credit card because I don't need that much equipment. And like just the list of bad business decisions is endless.
And we're also really not ones to ask for help. Like, how do we do this? What do we do?
Right.
We're just going to do it. Yeah. I don't even know if we Googled it. Yeah. I think we were just like, this sounds like it'll work. We didn't even have credit cards up until that point.
So we literally refer to that first 2 years of the gym opening as like the dark ages when we talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember it. I remember like highlights. I would be up at 4 a.m.
Wow.
In bed at like 11:30
mm-hmm.
and would coach pretty much from 4 a.m. to like 9 o'clock at night because we had way more class times than we do now because I'd modeled our schedule from a bigger city.
Right.
And I would do personals in the middle to fill in the gap so that way we could pay rent. And I vividly remember our first month that rent was due. I was like, okay,
we don't have it.
We don't have money. And like, God, I know that you wanted me to do this. What are you going to do? And someone...
I have a bill.
Literally. Literally. I think someone walked in that day and paid in full for a year.
Wow.
So we covered the first month and I was like, sweet. Second month came around. And like, we had grown some, but not enough to cover our living expenses and the business. And I was like, all right, God, what are you going to do? And we were short, not as much. And I remember it was like within $50 or $100, the difference that we were short, someone else came and paid 6 months in full.
Wow.
And the first two or three months, like it got us like that until we had enough clientele to like pay the bills and be consistent with it.
Right.
But I mean, we were, We had debt collection agency calling us. We were on EBT food stamp. We were all the things in the beginning.
Right.
And then just slowly having faith in God and staying focused on what we feel like he called us to and not just growing a gym and just having members and living the life we wanted to. But like, what are you doing with this? Like, what do you want to see? Mm-hmm. It's just grown slowly, slowly. And then I think within 10 months, we were out of our first location. Mm-hmm. And it was like that kind of weird moment where like we signed a 4-year lease, which here was another dumb mistake that y'all can laugh at.
It's like your 6-year Coast Guard thing.
We were signing. Yeah, literally
forever.
He's like, cause he's signing a contract to these children. And he's like, are you guys sure that your 3-year lease at whatever, $1,000 or whatever it was. I said, yeah, we'll do 4. He's like, you want to do 4 years? I was like, yeah, sign us up. We got it. Let's go.
Why are we talking about 4? Let's go 5.
And he was like, okay. And he literally scribbled out 3 and wrote 4 and I signed it. And I was like, 10 months later, we literally can't fit in the gym.
Right.
We're busting at the seams. And we had found the batting cages, Greenwood on Sloan Road. And I was like, all right, it was that moment like we either choke our business out because we're too squeezed in here and we take this leap or like, what do we do here? But like I had to go to the landlord and ask to like break the contract and he worked out like
let me tell the story.
Okay, go for it.
Tag.
Yeah. I remember sitting in his office and just again having that like faith and like, this is going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Like we've grown out. Everything's going great. This is going to be good. Like he's going to understand. And so we're sitting there and he tells this story about like when he was doing business, when he was young, something happened to him and he had to pay off. Like he broke a lease and he had to pay the whole thing off. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and it was good for me. Mm-hmm. So you have 19,000 that you have to pay off. was it 19?
Yeah, something like that.
It was something like that. And I was like,
oh,
I thought he was going to pay it forward. Like he was like, somebody did this to me and it was awful. So like, I'm not going to do it to you. No, he was like, I learned a lot from it. To this day, I didn't learn anything. Like
I did not want to do that again.
I learned that like, I'm going to be signing the leases from now on, not Trav, because I will not add a year.
So did he have you pay all that up?
He cut the, like we were a 4-year lease. He cut it down to like 2 and then he made like the monthly payments, like maybe 75% instead of full. So he did work with us, but we still were paying 2 rents for about 2 more years.
Which was Trav used his GI Bill and got paid to go to school and that's how he paid it.
Yeah.
Which in hindsight, like, kind of sucks. We don't have he doesn't have his GI Bill anymore, but you just had to do what you had to do.
This Team Libra podcast is brought to you by 828 Vibes.
There are countless opportunities to enjoy nature, nightlife, recurrent festivities, and much more in these beautiful Smoky Mountains of Western North Carolina. With 828 Vibes, we take you on multiple journeys in these Blue Ridge Mountains.
We highlight hiking opportunities through the mountains that take you up to beautiful heights, to the wonder of the seemingly endless waterfalls, and into some of the old forests with trees that have weathered the test of time.
If your journey requires more water-related activities, we can also show you the best kayaking spots, where to find paddleboards, and even fishing.
And let's not forget about lodging and food. Let us be your guide to some of the most unique and tasty local spots, as well as quality places to lodge while you're enjoying our beautiful mountains.
So whether it's hiking into the majestic forests,
walking along the road to nowhere, or kayaking,
or checking out local breweries and events,
join us as we explore and highlight the mountain towns of North Carolina.
Visit 828vibes.com today.
But you got over there to this new location. Oh, you know, because the new location is where I started up at. But the question I want to know is, you come here, nobody really knows what CrossFit is. You're the first CrossFit gym. How did you get, who came there to start you out? It may have been a small group, but who were they? I know Heather and them started then, but how did you get these people there?
We were day one. The first 5 a.m. class was Rachel Wilson and Danny Antoine.
Rachel.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, obviously I know Danny pretty well, pretty comfortable with him. And I was teaching like air squats. And I was like, oh, hey, guys, like just losing it, teaching my dad and then one stranger. So a lot of the people who had kids in the karate school and wanted to work out and used to do some sort of fitness with Danny, he'd say, hey, go down there. My kids are doing something. My kids are doing something. And that got us like probably the first 20 or 30 people, which put us at the place where we kind of needed to move out of that location and brought us to the Sloan Road location, which that was right off the 4-lane. So that gave us some traffic and knowing some, we had some teachers. So we just had, God had strategically brought some people in that knew people and small town and just kind of trickled into that.
But I will say that the fitness center did break ground on CrossFit. So there was, the fitness center had CrossFit. Okay. So they had done a lot of that, like educating. Before, I think it was a year or so.
Some people kind of knew
the style of workout.
Yes. Okay. So they're like, whoa, we got two in Franklin. Like, what is this? So at the time, I didn't really feel like it was helpful. But like,
well, we had like $6 or $7 generals. So we needed
three Eagles to CrossFit. But but like looking back, it definitely did help because, you know, it was just the overall like vision and mission, you know, of CrossFit was being told and shown. Right.
You weren't the very first. So the idea was there.
The new location over there on Sloan Road, the Batten Cages, which is where I spent many a days before you guys were there. It was Batten Cages, of course, and Caleb and I lived in that thing during his baseball years. So we'd be in there because I had access to it and spend a lot of time. It was kind of funny because all of a sudden you guys had been there. I don't know how long you were there in 2016, but 2016 October is when I first started, jumped out there. Tore my Achilles, but it wasn't because of CrossFit. It was because of, I went to CrossFit that morning. I hadn't been active up to that point in a long time. CrossFitted with you guys, did a buttload of jump ropes that morning, sat in my chair all day long doing marketing. And then that night, my second game of volleyball after jumping all day. And being 46 at the time, that's what popped my Achilles. I came that one morning. I don't know if you remember me.
Probably. Oh, yeah. I remember you texting me. You're like, hey, I tore my Achilles. And I was like, you did what? You left the gym behind. Like, what are you talking about?
He's like, no, don't say it was me. I would never say it was that because people think, oh, you get hurt with that stuff. It wasn't that. It was multiple things and age and lack of activity.
It's the perfect storm,
Yeah, because I remember asking the doc when I went up there to him, and he was checking down. He goes, yeah, we're going to have surgery on this, and we're going to fix it all up and repair it. And I'm like, you know, with where we're at in this age and time, seems like we could figure out how you don't tear Achilles in, like, this should just not even be happening, right? And he goes, I said, what's the secret to not tearing it? And he goes, exercise. And he goes, do more of it. And I'm like, okay. So I asked for that. So, and then eventually in 2020, I started up with you guys, and that's Hunter started it. Yeah. And then I came over because of Hunter. So, and I enjoyed it over there, and then you grew again. But that was pretty cool over there that you had. You had 4 or 5 years there, right?
Yeah, 2016 to right when COVID hit.
Yeah.
That was good timing.
Right?
You move locations and probably bigger space. And
they were fixing a little bit more needs. In that COVID time. So, because we were doing it at home. That's how Heather was staying this connected. Morning time at 5 a.m. just to keep us kind of connected.
Yep.
So I was running out of my house and working out. Listen, you're working out with what you have. I don't have any weights. I borrowed. We were able to come and get one thing, and I think I got a dumbbell checked out from them. So I had that at the house. But the rest of the time, when we were doing stuff, I'm lifting a vacuum cleaner. And so she's like, you just move something. So it was time to move stuff. And they had all their workouts set up for that. So you're doing body weight. I got stairs. So I'm jumping. Instead of box jumps, I'm jumping on the stairs, waking the kids up. I'm running outside. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's through the winter time, so it's cold. And but I remember picking up like vacuum cleaners or just whatever was downstairs, and there's animals laying around me because Sadie was there and the cats are there. And Heather's like, oh, I see the animals around me. Like, yeah, they're in my freaking window. That was an interesting time.
That was a crazy
time.
Not
a trip.
So tell us about moving into that location and growing even more. I mean, that's pretty crazy. And here you guys are. You've started it. You didn't know anything in the beginning except for just how to run one and set one up. But here you are learning all these lessons. You're starting to grow a little bit with people. You go from probably 25 to however many out here. It was a big group then. Mm-hmm. So in classes all day long, what was it like over there?
Man, it was crazy. Like 2016 to 20, right? Like 2020, right? The start of 2020, we had probably grown from like I'd say 40 or 50 members at the first location to probably, with like the teenage classes and longevity and these other classes starting, probably like 150. Mm-hmm. And we were all using one bathroom, which was one of the main the main reasons we're like, all right, we need to move. And I had seen, I was talking to the old owner before Andrew Huskisson bought this building we're in now, and they were wanting to potentially rent it out to me, and they're like, we really don't want to fix it up. So I'd seen where we are now and looked and fell in love with it. And I felt like God was like, this is it. And I was like, awesome. I told Lid. And then the old owner was like, no, we're not going to do it. And I was like, I just feel this weird peace that we're going to be in here. And it wasn't a month or two later that Andrew called us, probably January 2020, somewhere in there before COVID actually hit. He's like, hey, I have this spot out on Olco Drive. And I said, okay. And he said, have you ever been out there? I said, yeah. Like, I was just like, there's no way. And he said, it's the unit down with a broken door, which is why we have that weird door handle we've got.
No, it literally, the door was just open. Like, you could go in, and I think people were living in there.
Oh, probably. Sure. Squatters and stuff. Yeah.
So he showed us the spot, and I was like, all right, God, you said it. And here we are. He's like, you guys are a huge step for me to take this spot. Are you interested? And we're like, yeah, absolutely. So right when COVID hit, we were told we had to shut down. We were doing online classes, and it actually gave us all the time that we needed to, because Casey and I were trying to build it out in between classes. So we'd go over for like an hour a day. So when we stopped teaching classes and then did everything online, we were there, gosh, probably 12 hours, Monday through Friday.
Up, able to work.
Casey and I built it. The girls helped sand and paint and carry and clean and...
No, I wore my Apple Watch during that time, and it would be like 15 miles walking back and forth in that place. It was wild. But I think you were also a little more confident than me. I was like, we just signed this lease into this bigger space, and here is this, like, what is this lockdown? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when does it end? What is it? Like,
So it
was just like, and we just kept trucking.
But it was so cool, like, the timing, like, because we were all like, when are we going to open? When are we going to open? I was like, let's just first focus on building this thing.
Right.
And as soon as we got done building it, we were like, let's just send it. Let's just go. Yeah. And it worked out, and we got to open in a new spot.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And then now, I mean, goodness, we merged with the karate school with Danny's side, and we're looking for because the original dream was to create this giant building that was a home and an extension of people's home and a family for those who don't have it, or an extension of their family. So in doing that, there's a lot of parents that their kids will work out at the karate school and the parents will come to us, or vice versa. We've got some of the kids and the parents are over there.
Okay.
So we were like, we're doing the same thing, and you have the kids of my parents and vice versa, you know, like let's find a big home for that. And in the process, if I were to rewind about 2 years ago, I had a ton of people in town that are like, hey, you should create a nonprofit. We would love to invest in what you guys are doing. That way you guys can teach and like kind of tell God's story and help like restore families and stuff. So that was probably 2018, 2019. And it just felt really forced. So I kind of tabled it. And then Jeffrey came along, Big Jeff. He's like, hey, I think we need to start a nonprofit. And then Danny came along. He's like, hey, I think we need to start a nonprofit. So like 2021, we started meeting. So we created Kavod Family, and Casey Wilson was in the gym, Danny, Jeff, a man named Tom Miller. There's a whole bunch of us that are on there, and they've got the vision of, this is a family. We need to restore the family on Christ, and then we can transform the community. So they're operating out of there. And what birthed from that was to create a newspaper that was just, there's no bias. There's no left or right. It's just Jesus and love and telling what the town's doing. So we created Making Sense. And then in the meantime, we've created a podcast that's kind of telling the greater story of how God's moving in Franklin through the different churches, through different bodies.
What's the name of that podcast real quick?
The Kavod Family Podcast. Okay. And we've ran into school teachers who are leading 75 to 100 FCA students, and kids are getting baptized. And we've got two or three clubs that have started since then that have just furthered the reach of loving, teaching Christ, Him at the center of it. And it's crazy. And here we are trying to find a new spot to fit everything in one home so everyone can be together. The kids aren't running across town to karate while the parents are working out. It's been a whirlwind.
And what I love about going back to when you guys started the gym and everything, and you admittedly are like, we could have done it better. We could have, but yet God's not, he's not concerned about that. Like, I mean, he'll teach you and he uses all things for good, but it's like, he's not going to say, oh, sorry, you didn't do everything right. Squash, forget it. You know what I mean? Like, he just kind of works through all that. And, I don't know. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That big leap of faith.
Just remembering that. Cause a lot of people do think, well, if I don't do it perfectly, God's going to pull out. It's like, no, that's not how it works. You know, just take that step.
Yes. And I will say, like, I really do credit our youth to a lot of that. Like, I just look at how I like kind of look at life now and I can be a little more cynical. You know what I mean? Like that leap of faith was just kind of timing. Easier when you didn't know how hard things could be.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And then once you're in it and you're in those hard things that you didn't know could be like that, you just got to do it.
Right.
You know, but I think of like now, if I were to like, I don't know, do something else like that, I'm like, I don't think I want to.
The doubt would creep in too much.
Yeah, like it's just.
It is interesting. And when you think about God saying, Jesus, you know, hey, faith like a child, you know, like just jump, daddy, catch me.
That's crazy. I mean, what you guys are going on right now, and you, I hear you talking about the story, but just to be out there coming out of the Coast Guard, working off a credit card, signing things you probably shouldn't have signed at the time.
Yes.
Paying for it with $19,000 and just, you know, being there at that point and now seeing where you're at with, I don't know how many people are at CrossFit. I know that there's a lot of them and it's our favorite place and it's just pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a story.
I've had several people that have either came from, like, we've partnered with the Christian Training Center and they'll bring some of their interns and stuff and they want to go back and coach or do whatever. And they're like, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? I'm literally like, I don't have a, like, listen to God. And
you can't use
and,
our recipe.
You know, like, just,
listen, you don't want it.
You don't want to go our direction. You want to go and get some help.
Yeah, literally.
Just get along.
Crazy.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, you worked off those credit cards and you had to pay those. It's probably a high interest rate, but the fact of the matter is, if you'd had a loan, you'd have had that interest rate, you'd had that packed on top of you, plus that $19,000. So it all worked out. I mean, you know, it's a great location now. I know you're probably working towards a bigger location. I know about that. Everybody's kind of familiar with, you know, your goals here in town and stuff with that other location. Hopefully that works out. But I really love the location we're in right now. It's pretty neat because, you know, coming from the other place and you're running down our 200, I think it was a time of 400, was to the gas pumps and back at that gas station, or it was over to that pole and back for 100, which was kind of neat at the time. I guess at that time I was still breaking into it, but when we get here now, we've actually got markings out on the road.
Yeah.
So you run out to the 400 because there's a 400 on the ground and there's an 800, and it feels more like you're at home there at that location as long as nobody's flying in there.
Yeah. Watch out.
Running
the time.
Over during the running. So.
So be careful, guys, when you drive in.
Yes.
Yeah.
They come in hot some mornings. That's sure.
That 8:30 time with Foxfire, like, coming in, and the electrical, like, it is literally, like, what's that game where you try to cross the road?
The Frogger?
Yeah, it literally is.
You got to run wide so they can actually see.
Yeah, I was cutting, like, it close to a car on a run last week, and I'm, like, literally last in the class in a run. And I see through, like, this car's, like, back window, David and Brian, and they're coming, cutting, like, on that same car, and I literally had to, like, jump out of the way or I was going to get plowed, like, ran over. And so it's not just cars. It can also be people in the class.
For sure.
The Team Libra podcast is sponsored by Leclore Designs. Small business owners have enough on their plates without having to worry about building and marketing a website. 92% of all searches are made on Google, and 46% of those searches have a local search intent. They're looking for local services just like yours. That's where Leclore Designs comes in. I specialize in small business websites, logos, online marketing, and graphics. I'll take care of everything for you so you can focus on running your business. And because I'm based in the mountains of North Carolina and Georgia, I understand the unique challenges small businesses face in the rural areas. My goal is to empower small business owners to succeed online. Contact that website guy at Leclore Designs. Visit my website at leclore.com.
So it's funny because a lot of people are like, well, I want to own my own business so I can not have to work or work whenever I want, you know, all that kind of stuff, which we have chatted with more than one person that says that's not at all how it works. So obviously you guys are like first ones there, last ones there, you know, first on call, that kind of stuff. But do you guys get an opportunity, like, I know you guys have a lot of family here, but like to take little trips or get out of town, or what do you guys do, like, family wise, trying to unplug a little bit, or do you get to?
That's like a loaded question, because it's kind of seasonally based. Like,
yeah,
I would say right now we're golly new into the heavy sport era of the kids' lives.
Right,
like the last two years, Reed with football. Football is like, and I got nominated to be the president of the football voluntold.
You got to show up for those meetings, or you get.
And it was literally, I kid you not, probably during the season, close to 30 hours a week was football.
Just for that, like,
buying stuff, organizing the meetings.
So appreciate your kids' sports board people. Members. Yeah, because it's, and I was not on the board, but I was like doing
a
things.
Wife. Yeah, you're supporting. Yeah.
So when it's not sports, yeah, we don't. Most of the time we're so dead, we just are like, we're just going to sit at home staycation. And not do anything. Yeah. But no, really, it's been sports.
We have one trip a year.
Okay.
July 4th week with my family. Nice. But right now we're in travel volleyball. So like,
that's
kind of like a little vacation.
Because you go to Chattanooga, you go to Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. So we're doing that. So that kind of like forces us. But we never.
Mom, do you want to come to my game? No, I'm just going to go and shop.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're long days, but it just kind of gets you out of your like normal routine, which is nice. But we're both kind of like, I feel like I'm getting a little more wanting to travel, but actually, like, we haven't really had the bug.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're kind of like homebodies in a way.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to Michigan?
We do, actually. Ezri wants to.
I don't want
to
drive, though.
No. Ezri wants to go to Michigan for her 10th birthday, which is like next week. Oh, and we don't have it planned. So we're just going to have to push that
be a little bit late.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. But I think it goes through That's seasons. Fun. We do have incredible employees that if we are gone, pick up our slack. It's available to us. We just, the planning aspect and the
like you said, the seasons.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
the kids are young. So. That's cool.
Yeah, you'll be on the other side of it where we are for too long, and they'll be able to stay at home, and you'll be out taking your trips and hiking and everything else. So it's nice to be on this side, and also that aspect just because of the fact that you have more freedom to go do stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yes, right. But you enjoy that season you're in now because that season goes by quick. Ugh. So,
yeah.
It is crazy to think about.
I had a midlife crisis when Reed turned 9, which would have mean that I was, if I had him when I was 19, I would have been 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my midlife crisis because I was like, my kid is almost, he's like halfway to 18. Like, did I say when he turned 9? Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, he's halfway. And it's just
he's
like
almost a senior.
That's literally how it felt. And then now Ez is 9, she's turning 10, and I'm like,
the baby.
Yeah, like it is, you know, you hear it all the time. Like,
right.
It's going to go so fast. Right. Like, and it doesn't feel like it.
Right.
And then it does.
Then it does.
Like,
it does.
It is actually insane.
And the older they get, I'm impressed because it goes by even quicker because Kevin Corbin once told me, he says, you know, you think you have your kids till they're able to drive at 16. But he says, you only have your kids until their friends can drive.
Yeah.
And they're 14 or 15, and now they're leaving. So it'll be here. And all of a sudden, when they start driving and you have that less time with them, it goes by even quicker.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like,
I'm just depressed.
No, I hear you.
Listen, Reed's you're very happy. 12. I want to just make you sad.
Yeah, no, I'm already in it. I've been in it. You can't. Reed's turning 12 in August, but he's not driving or anything, but he's at that age where like he, you know, on weekends, he doesn't want to hang out with us. He's like, can you call so-and-so's mom?
Can we make a date here?
Yeah, exactly. Like he doesn't want to hang out with us. Like he's like, you know, becoming his own little person with like his people friends and his plans. And it's just like, come on, just like play trouble with
just
us.
Just hang out with me.
Play Uno. Yeah, he's not into it. Yeah, literally. And he is very grateful for food. I should use that more. But yeah, it's just, Ezri is right there with me at all times. But Reed is like, he's stressing me out a little bit. Yeah.
That's harder. So you mentioned volleyball. I'm definitely a volleyball person. So talk to us a little bit about like, how did that...
Oh, yeah.
Where did that dream come from?
That's mine, Travis. I'm telling you. I mean, it's not mine, but okay. So Esri, that is all. I'm like a sport. I want my kids to do sports. I'm just like one of those moms. Yeah. And so Esri had not shown any interest in any sport, but she played volleyball. Like, I think your first year you can community league is 7.
Yeah.
So she did. Actually, Julia was her first coach.
Nice. Yes.
And then, she played a second year, and then I saw Trailblazers down in, it was Dillard, Georgia-ish, at Rape and Gap Middle School. They had a club team, and you could try out for the developmental team, 8 to 12 years old. And so she made the developmental team, and I was surprised. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, okay. And
this
then
is going to work.
Yeah. And then, so that means that she would just come to practices. Mm-hmm. And then I think they needed some, like, late somebody on the team decided not to play or something. So mm-hmm. they actually asked her to play up on the team. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she was the first one that was asked. You know what I mean? Like, she maybe, they maybe asked a few people before they, or girls before they asked as, but anyways, she got the spot. And so, Alex would come down to practices with me sometimes because you know, Alex loves some volleyball. Yep. So she just come watch and hang out. And we got an email that, by Sarah, who was Jonathan by Sarah, was going to move to Florida because he got a new job and he was going to, you know, just that the club wouldn't be for the next year. And Alex happened to be at that practice and those moms went in on her. They're like, Alex Buchanan, you are starting a volleyball club. And she's like, what? And I played it cool. I was like, yeah, you are. But I played it cool.
Telling her so with your eyes.
I didn't say, you know, I was just like, yeah, we're just talking to the moms, you know, and we get in the car and, you know, I'm trying not to be like, so when we start,
how do we do this?
Yeah. And she's like, so what do you think? Because she was probably like, you know, also not wanting, she probably felt the same way that I did. You know what I mean? And we're both trying to
hold back
cool.
a little bit. Yeah.
And so it just kind of birthed from there. Like, so we ended up with Kavode Volleyball Club. That is a whole different ride. Like Alex, I mean, Alex is doing all the things. Like she's the club director. But yeah, that's really cool to see. And it's cool to see her have her thing and like really
her little passion and
and like
her baby.
Yeah. And do it really well.
Yeah.
So it's been really good. All the teams are doing. She has 3. So she has a 17U team, a 14U that she coaches, and then a 12U team.
Yeah.
And they're all
the little ones
like
are so fun.
Winning.
Yeah.
They're doing great. So, and it's just really cool to watch.
It is fun. Yeah. Travel volleyball. I mean, travel anything. I only have experience coaching travel volleyball. But it is just a whole new family type thing. And like you said, I mean, it's weekend tournaments. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're staying in hotels. You're trying to get the girls to go to bed and stop doing handstands in the middle of the thing so they don't bust their knee and can't play the next day. Coaching not that that happened
to me.
Oh,
they get wild in the pool. They're doing some crazy stuff in the pool.
Your shoulder.
Coaching travel baseball with friends of mine and Caleb and all of us going on the weekends and playing and my daughter being there because she'd go along with us and she'd be sitting in a chair with a blanket up. She'd be sleeping on the side, and eventually she just got smart and said, can I just stay home this weekend? I'm like, I guess you can, sir. Yeah, but the kids, that was, you know, baseball
such a bonding
was fun.
Time.
Baseball was fun, but the stories that Caleb will tell you about, the hotel pools and all that stuff.
Not the like, wins.
He can remember the games and stuff, but his memories around that time are as much off the field as it is anything else.
That's cool. So, that's a good perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just those memories, those friends and stuff. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I know I was very excited when, you know, she kind of mentioned it and getting it started and, you know, just see them.
It's
I don't know.
Good,
it's just
it's
fun.
A pretty good group. Plus it's something out of Franklin. I don't guess because Franklin didn't have a travel squad going out of here with
because
volleyball.
Because honestly, doing that is like a, not, I don't want to say a hobby, but like if I was doing a job and then I had to go and do that, that'd be really hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a lot for Alex to do and manage. Sure. And luckily, it kind of flows in with her, like, day job with the gym. But I can't imagine the people who do take it on.
Well, that was it. I mean, last year, you guys weren't with the travel teams, but you were coaching all the volleyball teams here. So she had that kind of connection with players, and she was getting the feel of it a little bit more.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's not like
she coaches
just
the high
jumped
school.
Into it.
Yeah.
And I've played volleyball with her probably right after high school when she first started playing again. And I'd played with Heather a whole lot in community league, and she would come out and play. So she was probably just fresh out of high school at that point in time.
No, that is true. When she started the gym, I would ride over to, I guess it was somewhere by Western. I don't feel like it was on Western campus, but I would ride over with them and they would play in like a, in some kind of, yeah, club. And it's just funny to think of then and then like now, like we had no idea that anything like that would be, what would, you know, going to happen. So that's just cool to think of.
Just the adventure you guys have taken from going from no money Coast Guard, and surprising to you, and then coming shocker. Out, coming back here and just jumping into something.
Right.
Where you got no money, but you're just really like, you know.
That's what I was about to say. We thought Coast Guard.
Yeah. Because everything's going back into the business and you're like, we got to make this float. And here you are now, this larger facility that I really like.
The dreams. And
one of my favorite places because all of our friend groups from there.
Oh, yeah. We've made for sure our closest friends.
The group
friends.
We hang out with right now is pretty much from that.
Yeah. Y'all go hard. Yeah. Y'all go hard.
Yeah. Well, we just we have a good time. We try to go out and see. Listen, I told Tony Curtis here a couple weeks ago as a podcast we had. He's got a little friend group and they'll wind up out in town together on a Thursday night. They'll just say, all right, we're going every Thursday night, they're going to Graf's somewhere, or whatever it is now. And they all meet up together and they eat. And then on the weekends, they all got something planned. So I've been trying to
build a friend group. I think they went to Daytona or they're going to Daytona. Yeah.
So this is that group I've been trying to build. So she and I just kind of texting all of it. Hey, we're going to Curry tonight because they got a 70s thing, which I didn't go. And just different things like that. But that group that we're kind of around right now evolved from the 5 a.m. in the morning.
5 a.m. Because only so many people are that crazy and you can bond with them.
Which is
fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's which so I love fun. That. Like, I love that so much that you guys did take that and like reached out to people and created those relationships. Like, we appreciate that so much and love that was you guys' heart in the gym, you know?
I know. Definitely bonding time.
Yeah. Some people evidently can still stand me after. They're like, we get enough of you in the class, but we'll still listen to you afterwards. So
that's funny.
It's a fun time.
They stand you better when it's not 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, more tolerant.
So I know it's getting later here and you have family at home with your kids and stuff. One question we usually ask everybody is if you had an opportunity to sit down and have coffee with anybody alive or dead, just somebody you'd be interested in, who would it be and why? We always throw this.
I'm
going to
give the corny answer. You know,
I know. Yeah, it's the same one.
Jesus.
As yeah. Do we want to like count him out?
No, anybody? Definitely not. Well, we definitely would both. Not.
Well, I'd want to use him and then use.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah, you're like, but I want to know. Well,
I want to hear who you.
So obviously Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus is the answer for everything. I had a kid put Jesus as an answer on a test one time.
Oh
no
my
kidding.
Gosh, that's no hilarious. Kidding.
Give him an A. It's kind of like guilt.
I said, yes, Jesus is the answer for everything. However,
I also want to hear about photosynthesis.
How'd you know?
That is hard.
That's normally the extent of my answer. Nobody, oh my gosh.
I know what mine would be. Mine would be my grandmother. Okay. Yes. That's cool. She passed away in July.
I was going to say, not too long ago.
Not long ago, but. That would be mine. See, you know, you don't realize how much wisdom you have till it's gone.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
For sure. Travis.
I'm going to just say something so I don't sound like the Miss Congeniality, World Peace and everything.
World My old peace. Senior chief.
Somebody like Genghis Khan or something, like just some crazy conqueror, Alexander the Great.
Oh, I just talked about him today.
Have you seen the Netflix documentary?
I haven't. Yeah. I haven't.
I started it. It's good. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. And I got another question. No, just hit me right there. Something else we can ask besides just the coffee question. So what are you watching now? And what's your binge on Netflix? Boom.
Oh,
see?
Okay.
That's probably a question everybody asks. Epiphany.
Yeah, I mean, probably I've got another episode left of that.
The Alexander the Great. Yeah.
It's like, what do they call it? No, it's like a bio documentary where there's like some acting while they're actually someone's talking and teaching.
That sounds like The Men Who Built America, where there was acting, but someone was kind of narrating it as well. I kind of liked it.
I like this. Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, it was kind of fascinating.
I don't really watch TV, but I'm reading.
Okay, what are you reading?
Look at
right
you,
now?
Reader.
Are you? Well, I just started my dragon book era. No, I'm just kidding. I can't
read Wings of Fire. Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, that's
that's
like
that's what
a graphic novel. Yeah.
Okay.
No, Iron Flame. The fourth wing and the second one's okay, Iron Flame.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure my niece would.
Everybody
know.
Loves them. Really I don't know if she
no,
would.
No, I know because, oh, it's not. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's
I
a
didn't
little
know.
Older. It's a little for
okay.
mature
well,
audience.
Baby,
okay. Okay.
And we just don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
some of the
very
things
true.
They do read. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this? In the library. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Everybody loves it. Okay. I'm a type that, like, if I start it, I have to finish. I'm not going to say something. If I start something, I have to finish it. It's like if I start a book, I have to finish it. Oh, yeah. And so even like the first one had a good ending and I was like, oh gosh, they're bringing me into the second. And yeah. I did. And then I having a hard time finishing this one.
Okay.
But
okay.
It's not bad. It's not great.
Okay. Okay.
If we have a bad book, I'm done. 25 seconds breaking conversation. Like we're driving down the road and all of a sudden it gets quiet for a few seconds. I look over. And she's got her book on her phone and she's going through it and switching pages. I was like, it only takes about 25 seconds of quietness for her to say
she's gone.
She's like,
especially
I'm going
if I've got a book that I'm like, really?
Yes. It's
really
almost like if I go, like, it can be bad.
Yeah.
Like,
I would read at stop lights.
Yeah. No, literally. I'll like, do it while I'm cooking breakfast. Like, I'll read while I'm like making breakfast, which is crazy.
She got up this morning. She goes, I've only got 5 hours left on this book before it gets turned in.
The Boys in the Boat. It's audio,
okay.
though.
Yeah.
It was audio.
Okay. Because
it was
like,
talking to me.
This thing for 11 o'clock.
I finished it with 1 hour to spare.
Yeah.
Do you listen on like 2X or like 1X? Oh,
it was 1.25, and I was like, I got to hurry this thing along.
No,
so I moved it up to 1.5.
Is my go-to. That's my go-to.
The first time I heard that, she listens to the Bible each morning when she's getting ready, and the Bible, I hear it going regular, and I'm getting ready. I go, blah, 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 blah. I'm like,
no, literally. I did like listen to the Bible in a year instead of read it in a year last year, and I would get behind sometimes. And would come in and it'd be like on 2.75. He's like, you don't even know what it's saying.
Or she's holding it, eyes closed asleep, and it, I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah, but I got the check mark.
I would go back, okay? I would I'd push that rewind 30 seconds a few times. Literally, I was just like meditating in it.
Like, I completely understand. Like, well, hey, if I'm going to have anything out in the air while I'm sleeping, I'd rather it be the word of the Lord.
Yeah. You go. Why you got to call me out in public like that?
You're notorious for calling me out.
So the two things we're listening to, right? Well, I watch Suits with my son, Caleb. That's our thing every day when we come home for lunch. But the thing you and I are watching together is The Crown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's
that's pretty good. About
the,
we started that.
That's really good. It's like
it's a whole new.
How far are you into it?
Season 3?
4.
Oh, okay.
We're in the fourth season.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With the,
we're in the first season.
Yeah. It's, we're in it's just been an eye opener as far as like.
Yeah.
What little
no doubt. For a while there, I was like, Meghan just jerked Harry away from the family. Blah, blah, blah. Not that I really cared a whole lot. But now you realize she's escaped from the family. The family is just the stuff they had to deal with.
I don't envy it at all.
Nope. Yeah. It's crazy
no,
stuff.
Thank you.
I'm like, I don't blame him for leaving and going to Canada. Maybe not Canada, but you could have gone somewhere. But,
Oh, man. Well, we better wrap this up and let you guys get back to the kiddos. But thanks so much for hanging out.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fun. Sorry
letting us ask you questions.
Like 17 times.
Travis, I wasn't going to throw you under the bus. You didn't have to say anything.
It was the Lord's work working out for me because I have not had this spaghetti bake. She keeps making it for people. And tonight, because we were making dinner for you to get you over here, I finally get to have this spaghetti.
There
so
you go.
Thank you for showing up tonight.
Yes. Thank you for feeding us also.
We're going to take some of this home because we're food prepped.
We're going to pack you up.
Bring it on.
So
awesome. Well, thank you guys. And we'll see you in the morning.
Thanks.
Like 5 hours.
Right here, about 5 hours from now.
It's past our bedtime, by the way.
And good night.